And then I would just create another course, and then another course, and then another course, and then another course. And everyone would keep buying. And then it got to the point, and I was like, I've got every single thing I know in a course. There's nothing else I can do. Like literally every single bit of my brain I've got in a course, you know. There's literally nothing else I could do, but I still wanted to make more sales. But that's okay, because that's when I started to collaborate.
Imagine you have a Facebook group where you can share your ideas, products, and services with tens of thousands of raving fans every single day. The question is, how do you create a group and fill it with the right people that only you can serve and bring value to at the highest level? Join me as I set out to find the people who already have the most successful groups in every niche under the sun, to ask them what their secrets are, so we too can serve and bring value to those that are waiting for us to show up. My name is Usher Fried, and this is Facebook Group Secrets.
So my name is Jono from Sydney, Australia, as you may be able to tell from the accent. So I've got two Facebook groups. I've got Fitness Education Online, which is a group of 15,000 people, all fitness professionals. So to get in that group, you need to be a personal trainer or fitness instructor. I also have another group, the Course Creator Community. To get in that group, you need to be a course creator or help course creators. That one's got about 4,000 people in there.
Okay, wow. So first of all, thank you very much, Jono, for coming on to the show. For anyone who's listening, Jono's got someone doing some exercises in his background, which is a great hack if you want to teach anyone to do something, but you're too lazy to do it. So that is tip number one. And it's really a life tip. That's the truth. So, you know, not so much Facebook group, more just life overall. But okay, so Jono, so I guess, how did you decide to put up a Facebook group? You know, you have a fitness business, and I guess you decided at a certain point to create a Facebook group. So how did you decide to do it, and how did you go about doing that?
Okay, good question. So I actually had a Facebook group before two of those groups, all right? So before I had Course Creator Community, before I had Fitness Education Online, I was just the run-of-the-mill bootcamp fitness instructor. I'd run a local bootcamp, and I was actually part of a franchise, right? And I'll actually, this is a good story, actually. I'll ask you a question, Asher. This franchise, there were 75 different locations all across Australia and New Zealand, and you were ranked on how good you were, on your retention, basically, of your clients, how many came back for the next 12-week challenge, right? One being the best, 75 being the worst. What do you think I was ranked?
One.
Don't be kind. I won't get offended.
Let's say 22.
Too kind. I was ranked dead last. I was ranked number 75. Wow. Right? Yeah. And I'm quite competitive. You know, I come second at something, I get upset. You know, I come third at something, I'm borderline depression. I came 75th, you know, so it wasn't good.
So what were you, suicidal?
Yeah, pretty much, you know. Yeah. But anyway, so because I was coming 75th, I had to have a meeting with the franchise owners. And they were like, and you know, and I did the math, right? They had 75 different locations. Each location would generate the owners about $1,000 a week. So these people were making $75,000 a week. I was like, okay, you know, I mean, I'll have this. I was so scared. I was like, I'll listen to what they say, you know? And they were like, look, Jono, one of the reasons why we think your boot camp is performing so badly is because your Facebook group, there's no interaction in there, because every location had to have a Facebook group, right? And I'm like, I don't think that's the issue. Out of the list of things that make me a bad personal trainer, I think my Facebook group is like, and this was back in like 2012, you know, it's going back 10 years ago when Facebook groups, there weren't podcasts about Facebook group secrets back then, you know? So I was, you know, I was going back and forth. I was like, I don't think it's a Facebook group. And they're like, look, Jono, you're coming 75th out of 75 and we own all 75 locations. Maybe there's something we know that you don't. And I was like, you know what? That's a good point. So I put a lot of emphasis into the Facebook group, other sides of the business as well, but specifically the Facebook group. I was like, what can I do to get it interactive, to get people participating, to get people knowing each other? And what I found was the more interactive my Facebook group, the better my retention got. Let's fast forward 12 months. That was the end of 2012 or something. End of 2013, I went back to this same conference where I had the meeting with the franchise owners. Now take a guess what I was ranked to show.
22.
Number one. Right.
Wow.
Number 75-1. I'm not saying it's just the Facebook group. There were other things going on as well, right? But that was a huge part of it. And my clientele went from 20 people in my boot camp to 120 people in 12 months, right? And a big part of it was that, and I actually got the, they did awards at the end of the year and I won them all. I won most improved, the number one in the location, the best Facebook group. That was one of the, that, it was not
hard to get more most improved than you, you know, 75-1.
That's, yeah, I knew I was a shoo-in for that one. But one of the groups, one of the awards was on most interactive Facebook group and I won that. All right. Anyway, long story short, I because my boot camp started to be quite successful. Other trainers started to ask me, you know, how are you doing it? What sales are you doing? What marketing are you doing? Yada, yada, yada. So I thought, you know what? There's an opportunity for me to put my own course together here because I was doing other people's courses. And I was like, I think I can put together an online course that's better than anything out there with what I know. So I put together that online course, which was, you know, how to run a successful bootcamp. But I had never run an online business before because my previous business was a face-to-face. It was a fitness bootcamp. So I didn't have a clue about online marketing. But if there's one thing I had a clue about, it was Facebook groups. And I was like, you know what? You know, I know how to do a Facebook group. I know how to what to post in there. I know how to use it. I know the functions. I know how to get interaction. I don't have any clients or customers or students doing my online course yet, but I know I can put together a Facebook group. I know at least, you know, 100 of my friends that have that I've met around the industry, I studied with, they worked with me, you know, just known around the place. I know I can get at least 100 people in there. Maybe make a few sales, you know, from those people that I know in the Facebook group, but I know that I can use that as like the base and see what happens there. So that's where I created my first Facebook group.
First of all, it's a fantastic story. And I guess obviously it shows you how lethal a Facebook group could be. What did you do to up the engagement and to turn that into sales? So I guess first start with engagement. What, how did you bring that group alive?
Awesome. Yes, good point. So when I started that Facebook group, it was actually harder and I didn't really know, you know, the algorithm and what sort of went on, you know, and I would just post different things almost just for the sake of it. You know, I didn't really have a strategy. I would just try this, try that, you know, see what worked, see what didn't work. And from there, I got a better, well, I knew what definitely didn't work and that were most of my posts to start with. You know, it was just, okay, this isn't working. This isn't working. This isn't working. So there were two things that really helped me out. So one thing that really helped me was my online course. I strategically put action tasks in that online course, which was about people posting in the Facebook group, all right? But there's a few levels on this. I'll go a bit deeper. The reason why I wanted that is because I didn't, actually, let's go back a step. The reason why I was so sold on Facebook groups is even in my fitness bootcamp one, all right, there was two specific situations I remember. I'll just share the first one to make it easy. There was one of my clients who moved out of state. You know, she used to live in Sydney. She trained in my boot camp. She went and moved to Brisbane for, you know, 12 weeks or whatever it is. But she was like, hey, Jono, can I keep paying you? I can't attend your boot camp because I'm in Queensland, but I love your Facebook group. I love the interaction. I love the community. I love the little challenges you're doing there. I love the other girls in there. I'm happy to keep paying you the normal rate if you keep me in my Facebook group. Because the way it worked is if you stop training with me, I booted you from the Facebook group because it was a value add. It was a paid one, you know? So from there, that also opened my mind that, hey, there's value in this. You know, like people will actually pay. Even though my fitness education online one that we're talking about now is free, I still went in with the mindset of let me make it so valuable that it's something that people would pay for. Even though they're not, I need to make it that valuable, right? And one thing that I realized was so valuable in a Facebook group is other people posting. Right? If it's just about me posting, it doesn't quite work. I need to get other people posting. And I was like, okay, so what I can do is in my online course, let me strategically put a few questions in here. And the action task is to make a post in the Facebook group, but not something generic like make a post in the Facebook group and introduce yourself. That's not a bad one. You can do that as well. But what's better than that is let's say in my bootcamp course, hey, here's my 10 favorite kettlebell workouts. But these aren't necessarily all the kettlebell workouts in the world. I can't put every single workout in this course. It'll go forever. But what I recommend doing, here's your action task. Go and make a post in the Facebook group and ask the other trainers what their favorite kettlebell workout is, right? So now that trainer goes and posts in the Facebook group, hey guys, just looking for some kettlebell workouts. You know, what's your best one, right? So now that's someone else posting there, which is a win. right? If I posted it, yeah, it's okay, but it's just, it just looks, almost looks a bit fake. I'm the guy running the course. Well, I want to know the best kettlebell workouts, you know? But because that person posts, trainers love sharing their workouts. It's what they do. So that person's going to get a whole heap of comments on their post there. The original poster is going to be like, this is great. You know, I made a post and, you know, all these people are giving me answers. Next time I need a, you know, body weight workout, I'm not going to go to Google. I'm going to go on this Facebook group and post the question, you know? Same with the people that are commenting in there. They're like, this is great. You know, there's people that I can help here. You know, I do a lot of things myself. Someone posts, I'll know the answer. And hey, this group's great. You know, if I've got a question, I might post here and get the answers there. So that's one thing that really helped me there in terms of getting other people to engage. The biggest breakthrough I got was Facebook Live. And there's a couple of things here, because this is back, I can't remember the exact year, but I saw one person do it. I was like, ah, it's pretty cool. I might do this Facebook Live thing. So I did it. And I just got like a million more traction. I used to post YouTube videos, you know. Now I know that's the worst thing to do. If you want to ruin interaction in your Facebook group, go and post a YouTube link. There goes your...
The only worst place to send them is to like the Apple website, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly. You know, Apple website. Or, and that's probably the other part. Hey, come on, get these Apple apps. You know, that's probably what I'd... my two strategies then, you know. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Then I figured out live and I was like, okay, you know, more people watch this live video stuff. Now, for the people listening, there's a few things here. Live is still way better than sending to YouTube and way better than even doing a pre-recorded video on there. Live is still better, but it was even better back in the day because whenever Facebook brings out a new feature, they always push it a little bit, you know? So there's a few messages here. It's like at the moment, live is still the better way to do it. But the other message is if a new feature comes out, go and use it because Facebook's going to push it because they want other people to use it and get to know it, yada, yada, yada. So that helped, but also the type of content. So I tried a few different things and I realized in that group, what people wanted was workout examples, right? I could go on there and do a live video of a marketing tip. Or I could go on there and say, hey, here's a workout you can do with your boot camp today. Hands, like probably 10 times more engagement would be the workout video. So I realized pretty quick, okay, cool. This is the type of content that people want to see. And if you'll try some different content, and more specifically, the boxing workouts I did got the most engagement in there. All that was just by testing. Okay, let me post. Okay, YouTube links don't work. Or Anna's, well, yeah, YouTube links don't work, you know? Okay, this video doesn't get a whole heap of traction. Okay, if I do it live, I get a bit more traction. Okay, if I do a workout, I get a bit more traction than a talking head video. Okay, if I do a boxing workout, I get a bit more traction than a workout video. That's how it really started there. And I guess the third thing as well is I always just sent people to the Facebook group. You know, if I did a sales call, you know, they didn't buy, okay, hey, that's totally cool. Go and join the Facebook group. If they did buy, hey, totally cool. Go and join the Facebook group. You know, if I went to a convention and sat next to someone, hey, I've got this Facebook group, go and join it. You know, if I was sitting on the bus and the person next to me was a personal trainer, hey, join this Facebook group. You know, I'd always just continually get people in, which just organically is going to help if you've already got traction going. You know, if someone joins this group, there's already me posting that's getting engagement. There's already other people posting that's going engagement. They're going to join. It's just going to naturally fit in there. So I'd say those three things. You know, I found a strategy to get other people to post. I found a type of content that my audience likes. And then I had a funnel to get new people in there as well. And I think with those three things, it was just a rinse and repeat. And then almost exponentially. Because the way I like to look at it when I'm explaining Facebook groups is it's not always about the numbers, right? There's an element to that, but you need to be able to get engagement at the start. You know, if you've got a Facebook group with 100 people and there's no engagement, you're not going to be able to get it with 1,000 people. It's just you've got no engagement. And the way I like to explain it is almost like a comedian. You know, imagine if the comedian did a show with 100 people and then no one laughed. And he's like, it's just because there's only 100 people. You know, if there was 1,000 people, then some people would have laughed. You know, it's apples to apples, right? That's the same thing. It's like, let's get engagement with 100. And then when you get 1,000, it'll exponentially go and you know, grow from there for many different reasons. But if you can't get it with 100, you're not going to get it with 1,000. So it's those things combined.
So I just want to break it down a little bit. So everyone listening heard three fantastic tips that you just got from Jono through his trial and error, right? So you gave everyone a shortcut And now everybody knows. First tip. So you got people to post by putting questions in the course, right? So now each group obviously will have a different strategy because not everyone's selling a course, but there are 100 different options. And it's just like what you did, trial and error. And two, you figured out what type of content.
If I can add there, sure, is a system like, I've got a specific one for course creators. That's what they can do. But it's more just about the system. It's more about everyone watching this. People aren't just going to post for the sake of it in your new group with no one there and nothing going on, you know? There needs to be some sort of system to get other people to post. And I think that's what a lot of people miss. They'll all think about themselves posting. Oh, what can I post to get? And that's important as well. Don't get me wrong. But everyone listening to this, I recommend just sit down with a piece of paper now and just write down 10 different potential strategies that you could use to get other people posting. If you're a course creator, great. I've given you one there. If you're not, still just come up with it with another 10. Mine isn't the only one. Sit down and just come up with some sort of strategy to get other people to post.
And second, you figured out what type of content they wanted, which was also through trial and error. And the third one is you just sent everyone to the Facebook group, anyone who you knew, whether they bought or they didn't buy, right? So the third one wasn't so much trial and error, but the first two was trial and error. So you basically just gave everyone listening a shortcut to your trial and error. But what I think the bigger lesson is with this is your attitude towards figuring it out. Because if someone's just going to take your tips, they will not go very far because it probably won't work for them.
Exactly.
Meaning those specific strategies, right? Or they might try and it won't work. The first one, they'll try the second one. It won't either work. They'll be like, I don't understand. Jono must have had something that I don't have.
Lucky.
Of course. Yeah. Exactly. But I think that what we should be learning from Jono is tenacity to, okay, I'm going to make this group active and I'm going to keep on trying and until however long it takes. Gotcha. And if you could take that from him, you'll be way on, you know, your way to success. It might take longer than you expected, but if you have that and then you figure out the systems through trial and error. So again, I think those three tips are great, but I think the real value in just listening to you talk is how valuable it is to approach your group with a certain attitude. Trial and error, you know it's trial and error. It's not going to work. You're going to have those posts. Nobody's going to engage, but you still go ahead and try another thing until it happens.
Can I add on a little bit here as well?
Please.
I think also what's important here is belief, right? The reason why I kept at it with my fitness education online group is because I'd already done it with my fitness bootcamp group. It was just like, my mindset was like, well, I've done it with this group. If I can do it with this group, of course I can do it with this group. So it wasn't like me posting something and getting crickets and being like, oh, Facebook groups don't work. It was me posting something, getting crickets and being like, okay, what did I do wrong? It worked over here. Why didn't it work here? Oh, okay. Right. This audience is different. Okay. These people want different things, you know? So I think that belief is important as well. So I think everyone listening as well, and you listen to this podcast, so you've probably, you know that Facebook groups work. It's just a matter of making it work for you. But even if we go a step back further, right, with my original fitness bootcamp group, the reason why I also put in effort in there as well is because I was at a franchise with 75 other bootcamp instructors and I joined a few other groups from the instructors that were ranked, you know, in the top five. Then it was encouraged. It wasn't going there to steal their ideas. It was the one business anyway. But the franchise owner said, hey, here are the best five groups that do exactly what you do. Go in these groups, watch what these people do and see if you can emulate it in your area there. It's a bit trickier because you don't want to go in someone's group and copy what they do if they're a direct competitor. It was a bit easier for me because it was the one company and it was apples to apples again. It's like this person's doing what you're doing in Western Australia, Perth. Just do the same thing in Sydney, you know? So that was easy. But the message there is belief. You know, it's like just believe Facebook groups will work. Go and join a few interactive groups, even if it's not so much to get ideas, even if it's just to get the belief. They're like, oh, okay, if you can build a community, this is what a Facebook group looks like. So I just need to build a community and do it like that.
So you got your belief because you saw that other people were having success. And then once you hit success, you know, you sort of could skyrocket because it's internal and that's much more powerful. I think that people should join other Facebook groups. And then what they should do is, it's hard. You would have to meet the guy in person. You know, that would be difficult because in social media, you know, especially these people who are successful, it's very hard to peel the layers off of them.
I'm speaking at this conference, that's all over my social media, you know. I get a parking fine or I miss out on a conference, I'm not telling anyone, you know.
Right, exactly. So it's a little difficult, but you know what? That's a good topic to explore because you know what? You're right, Jono. And I think that is the main ingredient. And I find that the admins that I interview, a lot of them, the reason why they were successful is because they didn't have expectations.
Mm.
So they didn't need the belief.
Yeah.
Right. They just started a group and decided, let's see where this goes. And that was it. They were the only ones posting. They were the only ones in the group. And then it took off. Why? Because they posted consistently.
Mm.
And that was it. Some people, you know, gave value, you know, right away in the beginning. But I found that aspect to be very true. When people started groups without expectations, they had a much easier time. Instead of like, oh, I'm going to start a Facebook group, fill it up with people and start making money. You know, and 2 days in, you're like, I give up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So not having expectations is sort of like a shortcut around belief.
Yeah.
But if you want to start, so then I would try to figure out ways that you could get yourself to believe that it could be successful.
Gotcha. Yeah. Yes, agree.
So that's pretty cool. So I guess still with that group, so it sounds like the way you monetized it was just that you kept clients happy. You didn't necessarily sell through the group, if I understand correctly. You just kept clients happy and then...
So there's two groups, right? There's my local fitness bootcamp group where I'm training clients.
Yeah.
But then there's fitness education online where I'm educating other fitness trainers.
That's the course.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep, exactly. Right.
So first one, the boot camp, you didn't use it as a sales funnel to necessarily get people to buy. And it was only for people that bought the personal training, right? So it was used as retention. All right, fine. So now moving on to your personal training course. So I guess take us again from the beginning and build us up to the top, just like you so beautifully did with your first group.
So hold on, I'll just clarify this because there's almost three groups, right? Because there's the local fitness group that I don't have anymore. Yeah. Right. Then there's the fitness education online, which is where I educate personal trainers, which is what we're just talking about then with that one there. Then I've got the course creator community, which is a third group over here, which is where I help people with their courses. But I can speak about how I monetize the fitness education online group if you want.
So that's not a course, the fitness education online?
That is a course. That's a course.
It is a course. Okay, fine. Yep. So if I'm referencing it as a course, it's just because of that. I don't know. Awesome. But I guess it is confusing, you know.
Yeah.
You don't have too many multi-groupers on the show.
So monetize fitness education online.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So how did you build it? How did you start it, I guess? How did you fill it up with the first few members?
Yep.
And how do you monetize it?
So the first few members were easy. It was just really people I knew from the industry. And I think that's an important point as well. Like I would have had, in that group there, I started to teach personal trainers how to run a successful boot camp, right? I'd already been in the industry, not a huge amount of time, but maybe 5-6 years, you know? So in that time, I had, you know, the people, my friends that I studied with that were also personal trainers. You know, the first gym I worked at, I worked there for like 5 or 6 years. You know, there were 5 or 6, there was probably about 10, 15 trainers there throughout the years. You know, there were 5 or 6, but 2 would go, 1 would come, you know, that sort of thing there. There was a group fitness instructor. Taught it at 3 different gyms. Each gym would have like 20 different group fitness instructors there. And then also I was at the franchise with the 75 different instructors there, you know? So just in my sort of network, even thinking it's probably even more than 100, but let's just be conservative and say, look, my first 100 were just simply people I knew from the industry. And I think that's a good point because it's hard to start from zero. You know, it's really hard if you know absolutely no one to bring in the group. It's pretty hard, you know. So I guess learned that the easy way, where it's like, okay, let me get a group. Here's a whole heap of people I already know, so there can be some value in here anyway. And now any new person that I bring in, there's already 100 people in there that already know me as well. So because of that, I was able to just have a whole heap of people to start with. It was just my friends, you know? So I think that's a good lesson as well. If someone's starting a Facebook group or thinking of starting a Facebook group, hey, just go on and meet some people, you know? Like, obviously it's a bit different with COVID and whatnot, but go to a convention, go to some networking events, you know? And even with me, it was just a matter of, man, I would just sign up for a gym. And there'd be 10 personal trainers at the gym. I will just make friends with them. There's 10 potential new leads there as well, you know? Now, I know it's not as easy with like that for everyone else, right? But just showing ideas. That was sort of the first 100 there. And then from there, it was just whatever marketing I did. It was like, okay, cool. You know, now I've got these people here. And it was interesting with me as well because I'd never run an online business before. My local business was easy. It was a local business. Just go and meet people in the local area. But online, I was like, well, how do I do it, you know? So it was just whatever strategy I went with, I just also leveraged off the Facebook group. So I was like, okay, let me do a joint venture. Hey, I'll give you your plug your thing a plug in my Facebook group, you know, give me a plug on your Facebook group or your email list or whatever it may be. You know, if I would go on LinkedIn, you know, okay, great. I connect with personal trainers there. Hey, I've actually got this Facebook group. Do you want to join? You know, I'd go on Instagram, anyone that follows me. Hey, you know, I've actually got this Facebook group. You want to join? I'd set up Facebook ads. You know, the thank you page was, hey, you've put your inquiries in, you know, join my Facebook group. So it was just with that anyway, it was, I had 100 people to start with. So it was easy, you know, just my friends and that. And then from there, right. It was just like, okay, cool. Whatever marketing I'm going to do, the Facebook group is just like a downsell there. And then also like it just started to grow organically from there, right? Because it was like, hold on, there's people posting, there's people coming in, you know, and then that would be a little extra thing on top there. But that wasn't for ages, to be honest. There would have been, and also because there were a lot of things I didn't do right, especially the name. You know, I called it the Fitness Education Online VIP Facebook group, you know, and there's multiple different things wrong with that. But because of that, it wasn't until I had probably about 1,000 members that Facebook actually started to show it to people organically. But that's my own fault. With the course creator community, the other Facebook group I've got, probably, you know, 200-300 people, then it started to show organically. So yeah, that's the growth. The monetization. So I already had a course because it was like, it wasn't like I started the Facebook group first. I had the course first. That part was pretty easy for me. But even with that, I didn't sell a lot on the Facebook group. And the small things I did, it didn't work. But I would be very successful in selling via email. So there are a couple of things I found. Was like, all right, I'm just going to start with anyway. It's a bit different now. But, and this is going back years ago now, right? It's going back 5-6 years ago. So yeah, the major goal of the Facebook group was more just to get the email address. It was like, all right, whatever I can do in this phase. And before, there weren't even questions to get in the Facebook group. So it was just like, all right, what lead magnets can I throw out there to build my email list? And then I'll sell to my email list. So the Facebook group was like to get people to know me, like me, trust me. And then I would sell via email. That's changed a little bit now, but originally that's what it was there. And then I would just create another course, and then another course, and then another course, and then another course. And everyone would keep buying. And then it got to the point and I was like, I've got every single thing I know in a course. There's nothing else I can do. Like literally every single bit of my brain I've got in a course, you know, there's literally nothing else I could do, but I still wanted to make more sales. But that's okay, because that's when I started to collaborate and I was able to find experts and be like, hey, I've actually got this Facebook group with 15,000 fitness professionals in there. I think you would make a good, and they would want to put a course together or something like that. So I'd be like, right, you just put the course together. You don't do any sales, any marketing, nothing like that. You just put it together, leave the marketing to me, because I've got 15,000 people who are hungry for content and who know me, like me, and trust me. And if I say, hey, buy this course, it's got my recommendation, they'll do it and we'll split the profits there. And now that I'm, because now I haven't been a personal trainer in like 5 years, right? Or whatever it is. I'm still qualified, but I do less and less of actually training right. people and more of marketing. So because yeah. So because of that, now most of the profits that I make in fitness education online is actually selling other people's courses to my audience. I don't want to complicate it too much, but what I found is it's easier to start with if you have at least one signature thing, you know, whether it's one course or one membership or something that you sell your own, because it can be hard to, it's just easier, I find, to do that if you've got one thing there, because there's more money in it for you. But then once you've got that, it's also just as easy to promote other people's stuff, because you can use your signature product to get out there to the market and get people into your Facebook group who buy that. But if you don't want to create, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40 courses, you're almost at a loss if you've spent, especially either way, if you're doing paid marketing, you've got to spend, you know, probably $100, $200, maybe $300 to make that sale, right? Now, if you've spent $300 to make like a $500 course, for example, but you're not going to get rich off that, right? But if that person who bought your course is now in your Facebook group, and then in a couple months' time, you're promoting someone else's course and you get a 50% of that, that person can buy again, you know, and then in a couple months' time right. or 6 months' time or whatever, you know, you do another promo with someone else, you know, they buy that one there. So that's I think it's, yeah, that's the message I think is good, is a Facebook group, try and have one, at least one signature thing on your own. But if you don't want to keep creating more products, you've now got an audience. And that's the biggest thing. So now I run another group, the Course Creator Community. Everyone in there is geniuses. You know, there's people that play guitar. They speak all these languages, you know, all these instruments. They know, you know, programming and computers. but they just have no one to sell to because they don't have an audience. You know, these people would love it if there was someone that had an audience there and was just like, hey, I've got a course, you know, you've got the audience, let's just marry it together. It's a really good win-win. And if you're a Facebook group admin and you can build your audience, they're assuming they're engaged, it's a whole nother discussion, right? But just the overview of it is if you've got audience that know you, like you, and trust you, like there's people that are just so hungry for your audience, and you can leverage off that.
Once you build that brand name, once they trust you, so whatever you tell them to do, they'll listen.
Exactly.
And it's interesting because, you know, an email, you could, if you slow down on an email campaign, if you have nothing to sell, if you have nothing to share, it's a little bit harder. I feel like a Facebook group is easier to keep up a relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And keep that person with you. So this way you could sell to him, as opposed to like selling an email. Like an email is just like a letter. Yeah. It's like a mail letter that, you know, Facebook group is everything.
There's a few other things as well. So you're right, 100%. You know, there's the pictures and the videos, which is more connection. Like if you're someone that just types on Facebook with no profile picture, like no one's going to connect with you. You know, if someone doesn't have a profile picture, I don't even read their post, you know, and that's just the bare minimum. Then you can add a photo, then you can add a video. People can hear the way you talk, your facial expressions. It's just so much closer. And the other advantage of Facebook has is it's more transparent. Let's say you come into my Facebook group. Let's use Fitness Education Online as an example. You go into my Facebook group where there's 15,000 other trainers, 15, 20 posts a day. Every post gets 20, 25 likes. You're going to go in there and be like, ooh, this guy's a heavy hitter. You know, I better behave myself in here. I better get on this guy's good side. If I send you an email, you could be the only person on my email list. You know, it's harder to be, it's funny, but it is harder to be fake on a Facebook group than it is on email. Even though you can still be fake on a Facebook group, it's harder. An email, you can have one, you know, they can be your only subscriber and you can say, oh, this is going out to my millions of subscribers. You know, if you're on a Facebook group, you know, you can't say that. It's like, well, I've got 100 people in here. It's 100 people, you know.
You see the social proof of the people engaging with you and people liking your posts and things like that.
There's social proof in a Facebook group. Yeah, you can still be fake, but there's at least some sort of social proof there.
Right. So is that what you did with that group? That's where it's like sort of parked, where you have it, you have a system in place where you're selling other people's products.
Yep. And we'll go further on that as well. I don't even really go in that Facebook group now because now I've hired a team. And one of the team members' job is to keep the engagement going in that Facebook group. Another team member's job is to sell in that Facebook group and also to do the email marketing as well. So now that group's running itself, making tens of thousands of dollars a month without me being in there.
Wow. Okay, that's awesome. And how do they sell in the group? Do they just once in a while advertise a course, or do you have a different method?
Yeah, so the Facebook group is linked to the email campaign as well. So every week we'll have a different course on special, in a nutshell, to simplify, right? Now that will involve 3 or 4 emails going out. Hey, you know, here's the special for the week. You know, here's what's involved. Here are some tips on it. You know, if you're interested, let us know, blah, 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 blah. So there'll be 3 or 4 emails that go out there. There'll also be one Facebook group post that goes out on the Monday and that's pinned to the top, right? And it's that whole duality system where maybe someone sees a Facebook post, scrolls past, whatever, but then gets the email today or tomorrow. You know, someone gets the email today or tomorrow, goes to their junk, or they don't look at it. They go in the Facebook group. Oh shit, I didn't see that. You know, I'll go and click on that there. And it actually is very similar. The Facebook post, there's some obviously subtle differences, but it's easier to look at it like that as well and to have like a plan. So, and we're always a month in advance. We already know the 4 different email campaigns that are going out next month and that are also going to be posted in the Facebook group as well. So that's and with that, it's usually a post that's like, here's what we do. Comment below if you're interested, right? People who comment below, great. Here's the link. Here's the coupon code. You know, register today to get the discount. Also gives us a few days to follow up, because if we post that on Monday and someone comments, yes, I'm in, we say, great, here's the link. But they don't sign up on Tuesday, we can be like, hey, just double check in. You know, I don't think the registration came through. You know, did you do it? And if it's Wednesday and they still haven't, hey, just letting you know, the special ends today. You know, if you don't get in today, you're going to have to pay more. So it gives us a few opportunities there as well. So that's it in a nutshell. But I guess what's important, there's a few things going on there. Firstly, it's not just the Facebook post. It's the Facebook post and the email as well, the duality. It's like a 1 + 1 = 3, if that makes sense. It's not just like okay, you get X amount on email and you get X amount on Facebook. It's more than that, because there's people that are like, oh shit, I saw that on email, but forgot about it. Let me sign up now, you know, or send me a DM. Yeah, I'm super keen. Send me a DM. I saw it in the email, but then I got distracted, you know, or vice versa. So it's like a 1 + 1 = 3, but it's also important to get the engagement going in the Facebook group for many different reasons as well. Cause it's like, if all we were doing was just posting a sell every Monday, no one would buy, you know, that's just right. One component there. That's also that works so well because the group is so engaged.
I guess two things. One, I wanted to ask you, so you mentioned that you message people and you said that you follow up. How are your numbers over there? Do most people respond to the messaging? Because I know that's like, that's tough to overcome because people don't see it.
Well, we actually do in the comments.
Oh, you drop the link in the comments?
So it'll be like this. So let's say, for example, you know, this week, what's the special this week? I can't even remember. Whatever, let's just say it's the kettlebell course, right? So there'll be a group that there'll be a post that goes up, maybe with a video of some exercises or whatever. And then in the text up the top in the actual description of the post, it'll say, hey, you know, this week's special is the kettlebell course. It covers bang, 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 you know, currently on special. If you're interested, comment below and we'll send you over the details, right? Everyone will comment below. Let's say you get, I don't know, 10 people comment below, right? One of my team, let's just pretend it's me to keep it easy, right? I would just go in there. I would reply to their comment and say, great, Ashur, you know, here's the link. Just register today and use this as your code and you'll get the discount, right? Go to the next person, essentially copy paste the same thing, but change the name. Changing the name is very important because it's very easy to write the person's right. name that you copy pasted. I never do that because I learned the hard way on Tinder. You know, I did that a couple times on Tinder and didn't get a good response.
Yeah.
So so that's been instilled in me to always change that name. So yeah, I'll go through that and just individually reply to each one's comment. And you may be thinking, oh man, it's a lot of work. Well, not really, because A, I like money, and B, I copy paste, you know? So it's like, there's no important more, like if you're going to grow your business, you want to make sales, you know, I'll spend an extra 2 minutes and exactly. reply to everyone individually. Depends on the comments as well. If you get 100 thing, okay, cool. Maybe there's a, you know, a more leveraged way, but if it's that sort of number there, I'll reply to, and not even right. me, because I've got a VA that does it, but let's just say I'll reply to all those there. I've then got a Google Sheet open as well. That tells me who purchased the product, right? So when I jump on tomorrow, I open my Google Sheet. Okay, cool. Okay, these three people purchased these. Let me go and reply to my reply on their comment saying, hey, you know, I see that you have it registered. Are you interested? Blah, 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 blah. Then, you know, I'll do that for those people, spend whatever that is, you know, 5-10 minutes there. Then on Wednesday, you know, check the Google Sheet. Okay, now who's signed up? Okay, cool. You know, another 2 people signed up. Another 3 people actually told me they weren't interested, but there's these 2 people I haven't heard back from. Great. Let me go on and follow up those 2 people there with this templated.
Right. So you'll basically sell to them through the post and not message them privately.
Exactly.
Right. Have you ever tried to message them privately? Yep. Have you ever tried that method?
Yeah, I not with that system. So I'll do that if it's more a personal sort of thing. If someone's made a post and they're like, hey, I'm just struggling to grow my bootcamp. You know, anyone got any ideas? Right. Then I might leave a comment. Hey, look, that's actually my specialty. I'll send you a DM and give you some tips. You know, and then I'll go into the DM there. But with that system, in terms of just making that post on the Monday and asking people to comment below, it's just done in the comments.
So that was the one thing I wanted to clarify. Another thing is that people should all be running email campaigns along with their group, and you shouldn't be overwhelmed, because the same way you do it, a lot of people do it, you sell. So that makes a lot of sense. But even if you're not selling and you just want to keep them engaged from two sides and build a relationship through two channels, you could just email them what's going on in the group. Right? That's all that you're doing, really. Mm. You're only emailing them, you know, I have a sale, the sales. And they go, yeah, you could send the same message to the same person from 2 different channels, because he might not see the Facebook post. He might not see the email. So, you know, anyone who wants to start an email campaign just doesn't know what to send, just send what you already have, the content you already put in the group, just send it through the 100%. Email. And that's it. And create another.
You can even do it to the point, like I used to do a bit of that, even just send to the group, you know, where it's like, let's say I did a video in the group of me doing a bear crawl, right? Hey, here's a bear crawl. Here are the 3 benefits, yada, yada, yada. You know, I could send out an email. Hey, you know, best exercise you can do is a bear crawl. Here are the 3 benefits. If you want to see a video, click here and go to the post I did in the group. You know, it's very similar.
All right. So that's how you grew and engaged and monetized that group. All right. Now on to the last chapter, the course creator community.
Awesome. Yes. So it got to the point And I was like, all right, this group is running itself. And also I felt like I was limiting myself because I had all these strategy. I was selling, you know, close to $1 million a year in online courses, right? I think that's a cool skill, you know, but I wasn't teaching others how to do it because I was just teaching others how to run their local fitness boot camp. And there's obviously some crossover because, you know, sales is sales, marketing is marketing. But there are all these people that are like, man, I wish I could have an online course and sell $1 million of it, you know, or how do I put it together? Or, you know, how do I grow a Facebook group? And, you know, I had all these skills, but I wasn't teaching them because I was just teaching people how to run a local fitness bootcamp, how to swing kettlebells, you know, how to whatever. There was some sales and marketing there as well, but I wasn't 100% fulfilled. And I just felt like I got so much more to offer. So I was like, all right, you know, how can I guess, emulate? Because like with fitness education online, it was like, all right, I've got a successful boot camp. Let me just teach others how I did what I did, you know, and let me build a community of people, of the people that I was, you know? So I was like, all right, let me just emulate that. So instead of helping personal trainers, I'm going to help course creators. So I was like, all right, instead of creating a group just for personal trainers, I'm going to create a group just for course creators. I still, and then I did this one a bit different because I'm like, I don't know exactly what I'm going to sell yet. I know I'm going to sell some sort of online course that's going to, you know, help course creators, but I don't know 100% yet. But either way, I want to build a community of course creators. I want to at least have a free mini course so I can also build that email list. And then it gives me potential. You know, it's like, all right, now I want to sell this thing or I want to sell someone else's thing. Great. You know, I've got the Facebook group, I've got the email list, and I've built the trust there. That's it in a nutshell of why I started that.
Yeah, yeah. Does that make sense? I mean, you sort of maxed out in regards to the training business and you had so much more to give. So how did you start? Who did you get? It could be you took some people from your previous audiences, but
not so much. I wanted to avoid that actually, because my fitness education online is with a business partner, Travis. And I was like, oh, I don't want any conflict there, right. You know, where it's like, oh, hold on, buddy. You know, you're taking people from this group and getting them in your, so I wanted a clear line there, you know. I was like, no, I even banned people. Some of my fitness people find me in course creator community. Sorry, guys, you know, you're in the fitness education space, not the course creator space. Now, this one was a little different. Well, I guess similar sort of thing. Like I knew a few people in the industry, not fitness people, just other marketers and course creators, because I'd hired coaches, I'd been to conventions, networked with people online. So I had a few people that I knew I could add to the group, but nowhere near as many as when I started the fitness one. And I was like, man, I don't want to start a group just with a handful of people, you know? So let me go out and network. And essentially I just networked online, mainly Facebook to start with. I would just go mainly in other different Facebook groups. I'd go in different Facebook groups and I would just interact with people in there. There wasn't a plan to, you know, hey, I'm going to start up a Facebook group and add these people into my Facebook group. So, you know, let me add friend request them here and send them a message. It was none of that. It was just like, all right, I just want to network with different people, you know? So I'd go in different Facebook groups, just, you know, network with different people, this and that, see if I could just help people out for free to start with, because I wasn't selling anything. And then it got to a point, I was like, all right, cool. I think I know what this group is going to be about. I think I know what people are sort of looking for. I think what the lead mag is going to be. I think I've got about 100 people either in my email list or friends now. Now I'm going to start this group here. So started that group there with about the same sort of numbers. And yeah, that's how I started that one there. Does that part make sense on the start?
Yeah. It hit me, you know, and it, I don't know why it hit me when you said it, that, you know, people do struggle with networking on Facebook and on LinkedIn. It just doesn't work. And I realized that, hearing it from you, you said, I would go network, but I didn't go to physical locations. I did it on Facebook, right? So I feel that if you're coming with the attitude that you're someone who networked in person, right? And you're like, you know what? I could do that online, right? So you will do that networking online because your mindset is legitimate networking, as opposed to a guy who's on his couch. And it's like, you know what, let me just go on Facebook and make friends and influence people. You're coming from sort of like Mr. Lazy place and you're not approaching with the right attitude. You're sort of like spamming. It's just, you're not going to be doing it. If you come with your mindset that, I'm networking, but it's just online. So then it becomes legitimate networking. You make valuable friends or you make real friends because you're giving value and you're really networking. And then you could easily create relationships. Yep.
Exactly. And I'll give a few tips there as well, right? Because I think a lot of people do it the wrong way online. And I don't think they mean to do it the wrong way. I think it's just they're not aware of the etiquette, you know? And I think it's definitely helped if you've done offline networking, And don't get me wrong, it's still worlds apart, online networking and offline networking, right? Worlds apart. But at least you sort of understand. It's the equivalent to if you go and network with someone, you know, offline, and you just go there and hand out your business card. Here's my business card, call me. Like, it's not going to work, you know? But if it's just like, you know, if you're like, great, I'm just here to meet people. Great, here's what it is, you know? It's a different sort of mindset. Now, there is a whole different skill set as well of networking online. But it is that mindset too. And I'll just give some suggestions for people listening to this. It's easier if you actually don't sell something. It's easier if instead of, even before you have your Facebook group, before you have your lead magnet, just genuinely go in there and try and help people. Because it's like, then you can't be spammy or salesy because you don't have anything to sell anyway, you know? And then that's a good way just to learn because it's like, all right, cool. I'm just genuinely networking with people. And then when you do have a Facebook group, it's just the logical next step. It's like, okay, great. I've had a conversation with this person. Hey, by the way, I got a Facebook group. Feel free to join. You know, it's a whole different side to it there. And it's a tricky one because there is a whole art to it. And that's a whole other conversation on its own. But I think you put it in the nutshell where it's like the goal is not to go and add a heap of friends to add to your Facebook group. The goal is just to go out and network and genuinely help people. And if it so happens that, you know, you hit it off and you've got something in common and you think they'll be a fit for your Facebook group, hey, they'll probably find out anyway from what you post, but it might not hurt to ask.
Yeah.
So I guess that's the way.
Could you give
us
an example of, you know, not to get too much into deals, just give us one example that we could work with, how you networked with someone before you had your group, before you had a product. How did you reach out, you know, if you could remember?
Awesome. Yeah. Good question. Let me try and think. It might be as simple as this. So let's just say someone posted in a group, you know, hey, I'm looking to start an online course. What's the best platform to use? All right. I might reply to that and I'll be like, you know, hey, show max use of them, you know, over the years or whatever, you know, which ones are you thinking of? I can probably give you a bit more detail from when, you know, and you might say, well, this and this. I might be like, okay, cool. Here's an overview of it. You know, if you're chicken teachable, here's the advantage, disadvantage. Kajabi, here's the advantage, disadvantage. You know, this one here, here's the advantage, disadvantage. Does that all make sense? Sure. Yep, that makes sense. Great. Hey, you know, I've done this over the years. You know, if you need a hand, feel free to reach
perfect,
out.
Perfect.
You know, something like that. And then I might friend request that person, right? And that's a whole nother thing as well, when to friend request the person. But even that, right? Let's say I had a bit of a conversation with that person. It can be acceptable to friend request them. Not always, right? But it can be acceptable. I usually, maybe I've got a skill for it, but I can have a look at their profile and have a look. You know, it's like if I look at their profile, we've got a few mutual friends. It looks like they're somewhat opening for networking. I'll friend request that person, right? If it's like no mutual friends and it's just a photo of them and their husband or them and their wife and it's super close, I'm not going to friend request them. They're not on Facebook to network, you know, that there. But even then, you know, if I add that person, I'm then not sending them a DM, you know, and being like, hey, great to chat, buy my course. You know, it's it's just like, great. We've had a conversation. We're now friends. Maybe that person goes through my profile, sees what I does and, you know, joins my stuff organically. You know, if not, we're now connected on Facebook. I'll see her stuff, might like a few photos, you know, whatever it may be. And that's actually a perfect example there. So then say, for example, now when I'm starting up, and let's say if I didn't have a Facebook group there, and now I'm starting up a Facebook group for Course Creators, it could be a month later, you know, now I might hit that person up, you know, hey, yeah, sure, what's happening? Hey, just let me know, I've actually got a group for, you know, for Course Creators. I remember we chatted ages ago and well, even before I did that, I might be like, yeah, hey, yeah, sure, just touch and base. You know, we spoke ages ago and I think you were interested in different course platforms, right? Which one did you go with? Oh, Teachable. Yeah, sweet. Hey, you liking it? Cool. Yeah, let me know if you need a hand. Hey, by the way, I've actually started a Facebook group for Course Creators. I think you'd be a perfect, I'd love to have you in there because you're starting off, you know, and I know you're probably a bit ahead of everyone else anyway. Would you like to join? You know, so see how that system there, I've networked with someone a month ago just to help them out of the goodness of my heart. You know, I've sent a friend request because it's someone that I think I want to network with, and I've made sure they're somewhat open to networking. And then when it's time to open a Facebook group, I've got the perfect person in there.
I just want like people to listen that even though it's so easy to network online, but it's still difficult, meaning you have to, Jonah's putting in work.
And
the work that he's doing is more just making sure giving value and not selling, like, and that's why it's helpful to not yet have a product. And if someone has a product, you work around it, because then you're just helping. You have no ulterior motives and you don't have to fight with that devil. You know, it's hard to give value when you're really just trying to give him just enough that that he could trust you, and then you could, you know, jump on him and like sell him your product, right? So if you could just go out there 100%. And, you know, you already had two successful groups that you had created, and you were already monetizing one group. So you had that, you know, I would say you had the patience to deal with that time frame, and you understood planting and sowing the seed to grow that beautiful tree, which you have now, which is the Course Creator Community. And it seems like it's flourishing, and it's working out pretty well. And and I think that's a wrap. Again, I wanted to thank you, Jono. This is a packed episode with, you know, again, I think everyone, if you're taking one thing out of this episode, I think take Jono's attitude. I think that is the number one ingredient to success that could get you much farther than any one of his technicalities, because you'll eventually figure it out if you have his attitude. But thank you so much for the overloaded episode with so many details. You know, just from this episode alone, someone could build themselves a successful Facebook group and monetize it. So thank you, Jono, for your time.
Awesome. Thank you, Asher.
Hey there. I hope this episode helped you along with your journey. If you enjoyed, be sure to subscribe and rate us on iTunes. That's it for today. Take care, and I'll see you next time.